Good morning and welcome to Simply Space. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, the most powerful space explosion ever seen reveals a surprise twist, and tiny black holes from the Big Bang may be prime dark matter suspects. Plus, NASA releases a free ebook on Hubble space mysteries. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with a record-breaking gamma-ray burst detected in October 2022, which shook Earth's outer atmosphere, despite originating 2.4 billion light-years away. The event, nicknamed the BOAT for brightest of all time, was later determined to be a black hole forming from a massive star's violent death. Here, with more details, is our space correspondent. So what can you tell us about this extraordinary cosmic event?
This gamma-ray burst, officially designated GRB-22109A, was truly remarkable. It clocked in at a record 18 tera-electron volts, making it the most powerful burst of gamma radiation ever recorded. Gamma-ray bursts are known to be the most energetic explosions in the universe. In just 10 seconds, they can emit as much energy as our sun will over its entire 10 billion year lifetime. We know these extreme events can be caused by a massive star going supernova and forming a black hole, or by two merging neutron stars triggering a hypernova.
And what have scientists learned from analyzing the light from this particular gamma-ray burst?
A new analysis of the evolving light from GRB-22109A has revealed some surprising findings. Despite the record-breaking gamma-ray luminosity, the associated supernova itself appears to be surprisingly ordinary. The supernova's brightness is comparable to those associated with much less energetic gamma-ray bursts in the past. This goes against expectations that such an extremely luminous gamma-ray burst would be accompanied by an equally energetic and bright supernova explosion.
That is quite unexpected. What are the implications of this discovery?
These findings suggest that the relationship between the gamma-ray burst itself and the associated supernova is more complex than previously thought. It appears that the mechanisms driving the gamma-ray emission may be somewhat decoupled from those powering the supernova. This event challenges our models of these extreme cosmic explosions and will undoubtedly spur further research to better understand the physics at play. It's a reminder that even with the most energetic events in the universe, nature can still surprise us.
Fascinating insights. It's incredible how much we can learn from cosmic events billions of light years away. Thank you for breaking down these intriguing new findings about this record-shattering gamma-ray burst. And speaking of cosmic mysteries, a new study suggests that tiny black holes created shortly after the Big Bang could be the mysterious dark matter that makes up most of the matter in the universe. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. So tell us, how could these primordial black holes be responsible for dark matter?
The idea is that in the very early universe, just seconds after the Big Bang, conditions may have been just right for the formation of numerous tiny black holes. These primordial black holes could theoretically persist to the present day and make up a significant portion of dark matter. What's interesting is that while this idea has been around for a while, it was largely ignored until recently.
Why was the primordial black hole theory ignored for so long? What has changed to bring it back into consideration?
Part of the reason is that it was thought these tiny black holes would evaporate too quickly to still be around today. However, new theoretical work suggests they may be more stable than previously believed. Additionally, despite extensive searches, physicists have yet to find any of the exotic particles proposed as dark matter candidates beyond the standard model. This has led to a resurgence of interest in primordial black holes which fit within known physics.
Can you explain a bit more about why finding dark matter is such an important problem in physics and astronomy?
Dark matter is estimated to make up about 85% of the matter in the universe, but it doesn't interact with light, making it effectively invisible. Its gravitational effects can be seen on galaxies and clusters, but we still don't know what it actually is. Identifying dark matter would solve a major puzzle in our understanding of the cosmos. It's a key piece that's missing from our picture of how the universe works.
How might scientists go about determining if primordial black holes are indeed behind dark matter? What evidence would they look for?
One approach would be to look for the unique signatures that primordial black holes would create. For example, when black holes evaporate, they should emit a burst of radiation. Detecting this would be a smoking gun. Scientists can also look for the gravitational effects of primordial black holes on things like star motions or gravitational lensing of distant light sources. Basically, they would look for gravitational effects that can't be explained by the normal matter we can see.
Fascinating insights on this potential new suspect in the dark matter mystery. Thank you for breaking this down for us, James. Now, let's shift our focus to some incredible views of the visible universe. The Hubble Space Telescope has been providing such views for over 3 decades now, enabling over 1 million observations that have greatly expanded our understanding of the cosmos. With us to discuss some of Hubble's most intriguing discoveries is our space correspondent. So what has Hubble revealed about the invisible parts of our universe?
Hubble's instruments can detect wavelengths of light that are invisible to the human eye. This has allowed it to provide key insights into the mysterious dark matter and dark energy that are thought to make up most of the universe. While we can't directly see dark matter, Hubble observations suggest it accounts for about 27% of the universe's total mass and plays a critical role in the formation and evolution of galaxies. Meanwhile, dark energy, which drives the accelerating expansion of the universe, is estimated to make up a whopping 68% of the universe.
Those are staggering numbers. How have Hubble's findings impacted the way scientists understand the universe?
In some cases, Hubble data has actually challenged prevailing cosmological models. The high-precision measurements it provides don't always align perfectly with existing theories of how the universe works on the largest scales. This has forced researchers to refine their models and opened up new avenues of investigation. Hubble has also been instrumental in pinning down the expansion rate of the universe, known as the Hubble constant. Although different measurement techniques still yield somewhat conflicting values for this important number.
For those interested in learning more, NASA has just released a free ebook covering some of the major discoveries from the Hubble mission. What can readers expect to find?
The book provides an accessible overview of how Hubble has expanded our view of the invisible universe. It's filled with stunning images from the telescope, as well as expert commentary putting the scientific findings in context. Readers can dive deeper into topics like dark matter, dark energy, and the Hubble constant through embedded videos. As Hubble Prodl Project scientist Ken Carpenter notes, while there is still much to be learned, this book offers a front row seat to the quest to understand our universe.
The ebook is available now as a free download from NASA. Hubble's 3 decades of observations have certainly given us a remarkable window into the cosmos. Thanks for breaking down some of the telescope's most significant and intriguing findings. Now, let's shift our focus to a different kind of space exploration. A 3-legged robot named Space Hopper could help combat the challenges of exploring low-gravity environments, such as those found on asteroids or moons. The Space Hopper program was first launched 2.5 years ago as a student research project at ETH Zurich University in Switzerland. And recently, researchers tested the hopping robot in a simulated zero-gravity environment during a European Space Agency parabolic flight. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. So tell us, how exactly does this little robot work?
The Space Hopper robot consists of a triangular body with an articulated leg at each corner. Each of these 3 legs has a knee and a hip joint, allowing the robot to push off from a surface, kick to propel itself through space, and control its landing within a designated area. It's designed specifically to explore relatively small celestial bodies such as asteroids and moons, where there is little to no gravity. In these environments, there is basically no traction between a spacecraft's wheels and the surface it drives across. There is barely any atmosphere for a spacecraft to fly through, if there is one at all. That's why Space Hopper instead performs brief hops to move upwards and sideways.
And the researchers recently had a chance to test out Space Hopper in simulated zero-gravity conditions, right? How did those experiments go?
Yes, the recent parabolic flight allowed the researchers to simulate the low-gravity conditions in which Space Hopper may one day be deployed. A video taken during the flight shows Space Hopper kicking each of its three legs in coordinated movements to stay lifted during periods of zero gravity, which occurred about 30 times per flight, for about 20 to 25 seconds each. The researchers said the experiments were very successful, and they were able to show that the robot can use its legs to reposition itself and jump in a certain direction.
Fascinating. So what is the potential significance of a hopping robot like this? Why are scientists interested in exploring these small celestial bodies?
Well, asteroids are thought to contain valuable mineral resources that could be of use to humankind in the future. The exploration of these bodies could also give us insights into our universe's formation. But as mentioned, the low-gravity environments pose unique challenges for traditional rovers with wheels. A hopping robot opens up new possibilities. If Space Hopper or similar robots can successfully navigate and explore the surface of asteroids, it could pave the way for mining valuable resources in space and expanding our scientific knowledge about the early solar system.
It will certainly be exciting to see how this technology develops in the coming years and what new discoveries might be made. Thanks for that report on the Space Hopper robot being developed to explore asteroids and other low-gravity environments. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.